Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Come see your locally owned and operated Linton Glass for all your glass needs. No matter what glass you need to replace, you can count on Linton Glass. Call us today at 601-835-4336 or find us on the web at lintonglass.com.
What's up, everybody? Good Sunday evening to you. At least that's when this is getting recorded. You guys are probably listening on Monday. But either way, it is good to be with you. My name is Michael Borky. You are listening to the Rebel Report after a successful weekend for Ole Miss baseball. You get the series win on the road. You start the season 2-1 in league play, which is really all you could ask for. It's all you could have asked for this weekend. Yes, you know, everybody loves sweeps. Sweeps would be great. Not exactly realistic in this league, especially on the road. All in all, a very successful weekend for Ole Miss baseball. You already heard my reaction to Thursday night's game. Well, so we'll talk a little bit of Saturday. Not a whole lot of highlights there on Saturday, but there is a point to be made with that one. And then also Sunday's game in the week overall, entering what should be just an incredible, incredible environment in Oxford coming up with Tennessee in town. I expect the Vols to travel a little bit. I expect you to see some orange in the crowd, but the environments are going to be just unbelievable in Oxford coming up this weekend. Look, I'm looking at the weather. Oh, a little chilly. That's okay, though. 61 the high on Friday, 63 Saturday, 62 Sunday. That's perfect. Atmospheres should be incredible, and that's a big-time series coming up this weekend in Oxford. So, again, my name is Michael Borky. Let's talk baseball, though. Before we get to that, I do want to remind you a couple of things. First, if you haven't already subscribed to this podcast, I know a lot of you listen in browser. You can skip that if you want. You can subscribe to this podcast wherever you get them. Wherever you get them, you can find this there. Just search Rebel Report and subscribe there. Also, follow me on Twitter at Michael Borky or Facebook or YouTube, all under the same name, just Michael Borky, B-O-R-K-E-Y. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, follow on Twitter and Facebook. And the podcast is brought to you by LB's, just across from Kroger on University Avenue, right there in Oxford. It is the best place in Mississippi to get your meat. And with the weather going to be what it's going to be next weekend, I know you're going to want to grill something. Before the game, after the game, some of you out there in left field during the game, do not grill without first starting your experience at LB's. Again, best place in Mississippi to get your meat. It's just across from Kroger on University. Tell Greg that I sent you. I mean, they're great helps if you're not quite sure, you know, what you want to cook or how to cook a certain thing. They're great helps there. They're also huge supporters of Ole Miss baseball. So check it out. LB's just across from Kroger on University right there in Oxford. And tell Greg that I sent you. The podcast is also brought to you by Advantage Business Systems. ABSMS.com is the website, Advantage Business Systems. If you're in the market in this state, anywhere in this state, for office technology, technology in the office, copiers and printers, mail machines, phone systems, cloud storage, data security, on and on and on. If it's technology and if it's in the office, ABSMS.com is the website for you, Advantage Business Systems. You tell them what your budget is, they will find a solution for you. And if you tell them I sent you, you'll get that assessment for free. So you tell them what you need, they'll come out, assess everything, and we'll do that for you absolutely free. ABSMS.com. All right. First things first, it is a nice weekend. It's a good weekend, regardless of what else happened, regardless of what happened in Friday's game or the base running issues on Thursday. When you go on the road in this conference and win a series, it is a successful weekend 100 times out of 100. And I've heard a lot of people, I say a lot, it's a very vocal, very small minority that likes to be loud. I have seen some people say, and actually had a couple people said it to me in a text message, well, who cares? Auburn's bad. If I remember correctly, you have not won a series at Auburn since 2009, if I remember correctly. That could be wrong. That's a stat Richard Cross told me, so blame him if that's wrong. Second of all, this is not a bad Auburn team. Are they going to go to Omaha? Probably not. Are they going to host a regional? Probably not. But this is a team, this is a postseason baseball team. It's not a bad team. When people say that, oh, well, who cares? It's just Auburn. Stop that. That's crap. It's a competent opponent on the road, and you started 2-1 in SEC play. Everything that follows that has to be started with that. You had a successful weekend in conference play. Anybody that is negative talking about Auburn or the series is full of crap and looking for reasons to be mad. Going on the road against a team that is competent like Auburn and taking two is a successful weekend. You would do that 100 times out of 100. There are very, very few, what is it, maybe one team in the SEC where if you're playing them regardless of location, you think you really can get three here. Otherwise, if you're on the road and you win two games, it's a successful weekend. Same thing will apply in a couple of weeks when you go to Kentucky. Kentucky, not a particularly good baseball team, but when you go on the road and win two, it is a very successful weekend. Same thing with South Carolina, not particularly good, but if you go on the road and win two, then it's a successful weekend. That's just kind of how it works to me. Baseball's a hard game sometimes. The better team doesn't necessarily always win sometimes. Anyway, I don't know how many of you actually needed to hear that, but if you're one of those people that is lamenting this weekend because, oh, it's Auburn, and oh, Friday happened, and that was embarrassing, stop it. Just stop it. It is a successful weekend. It's been a while since you've won two. There, you get conference play started on the right foot. You have now a Sunday option that looks really, really good, and the rotation probably needs to change again, but still Doherty settled in and looked like what you expected him to look like. Hunter Elliott had another really, really great outing in an important game for your team. So a lot of good to take away. The offense is banged up, but they still, top to bottom, just pressure the hell out of you. And that's my biggest takeaway from the weekend. Even Friday, I mean, look, they scored five runs on Friday. I mean, it's not like, they got blanked like they did in Orlando. 33 runs on the weekend, this offense, top to bottom. I think that there is one, I don't know if change is the right word that needs to happen, but less at-bats need to be given to one particular individual, and that's as far as I'm willing to go on that. But either way, generally speaking, 1 through 9, when configured correctly, this offense does not give you a break. It is powerful, dangerous. It's extra bases dangerous. This is what you thought they were going to be, but I didn't think 33 runs in a weekend in the SEC good. I mean, I didn't think 15 runs on Sunday after 13 runs on Friday, if you will. I know that it was Thursday, Saturday, but you get my point. I didn't think this was going to happen to this degree, but this is what they are. Even banged up, even without the season's hottest hitter up until the point of his injury, and the veteran, Kevin Graham, without those guys, you are still 1 through 9 dangerous. Every at-bat, the pitcher feels pressure every single at-bat because of how good you are offensively, and that shined this weekend. It masked some of the pitching issues, but this is what you expected going into the season, them to look this good offensively, even banged up. It hasn't mattered. They just apply pressure and more pressure top to bottom, and these are the kind of results you get when that is the case. Great development on Saturday, game three. Jack Doherty really settled in and looked like what you thought he was going to. Pitched five complete. Finally, you had a pitcher get into the sixth. Scattered seven hits, gave up just a couple of runs. He did walk three guys, but struck out seven. This is what you were hoping for because you knew this stuff was there. And especially in a game three, or hell, even a game two with this offense, if they tinker with the rotation again, which I think they should. This is what you were hoping for, and this is all you need right here. Just get me into the sixth with a couple of runs, and I believe in my offense to win games if you get me into the sixth with a couple of runs. That is what you were hoping for. And by the way, his last start, there was 9 days in between. I know they run bullpens and stuff, but still 9 days in between outings before his first start. So it sounded like, in our interview with Mike Bianco on Monday, it sounded like he kind of attributed some of that to a little bit of rust. I mean, when you go 9 days without pitching and then you're asked to start, maybe it took him, a little acclimation time for whatever that's worth. That's what Mike kind of hinted at. But this is all you needed. This is all you needed. Was that right there from Jack Doherty, and he delivered, and he, that kind of stuff will travel with him. He's that good. He's shown you that potential many, many times, and he is that good. So really good outing, really promising stuff. Brandon Johnson, they just had to get him work after Hunter Elliott, who I think needs to get a start on a weekend now. I think he does. I know that it's a tough decision because you lose a valuable bullpen piece. On Saturday, he went three complete, just gave up a couple of hits, did walk two in those three innings, but struck out four. I think you got to give him a shot. I think you do, because starting pitching right now is still an issue for this team. And you saw it on Friday when they got absolutely shelled by Auburn. 19-5 was the score. We don't need to spend too much time on it, but Diamond gets you into the fourth, gave up five runs, walked four guys. And the thing is, we've got a sample size that shows you that while he can be competent at times, it's not surprising. You know what I mean? This kind of starts not surprising, and there's too much sample size to think that this will change dramatically between now and when they're playing meaningful baseball here coming up later this summer. And then their other option that started the season, McDaniel came in two innings, gave up six runs on eight hits. I think now they have to make one more change. It's a tough call, because if you give Elliott a shot and maybe he's not ready for it as a young pitcher, and Tennessee, shells him or whatever, and he loses his confidence, maybe that hurts. Maybe you don't want to do that. I don't know. But I know that this current setup's not winning a super regional, I don't think. Maybe you can hit your way into it, but I think they can still tinker and get better. I don't think this is what it just has to be. I think they can still get better there. Losing a weekend arm probably hurts. Maybe they give somebody else a shot there just to keep Elliott as a valuable bullpen piece, but another change needs to be made. Maybe it's Washburn. Another change needs to be made, because I don't think this is sustainable. I don't think you're winning a series next weekend without making a change. And I would love to be wrong about that. You guys know me. I'd love to be wrong about that. But anyway. Big series this weekend. Going to be awesome atmospheres. You're on the SEC Network Saturday night, by the way. That's exciting. You get to showcase that atmosphere on the big network. Which should be great, but anyway, successful weekend. I think another change needs to come. They've got to clean it up on the base paths, and looks like defensively they're starting, hopefully, to settle in a little bit, but either way, got to clean it up on the base paths. I think they got to make one more change in the rotation, but man, that offense is just so deep and so pressure-packed, and Jack Doherty showed you something for weekend starts that you should be really encouraged by. So anyway, got Memphis in the midweek, but huge weekend coming up with Tennessee. I can't wait for it, and I'm sure you guys can't either. So sleep well tonight, successful weekend for your baseball team, and I'll be back with you this week to start talking about Tennessee. See you guys then.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.